Carlos, last night, big hand for Francisco Alvarez. I was just wondering what that can do to a young guy for a fan base that I think that ovation from their side is, we know what you can do for this team with their skill set. What do you think that did for him yesterday and that he can carry with him moving forward?
It meant a lot, you know, not only for him, but for all of us in the dugout, myself and some of our other players in there, whether they're young players, veteran players, that when you have that type of support from the fan base, it's just special, you know. And I don't know, I don't think anybody was expecting anything. And then when you see him walk up to the play and 40,000 people are on their feet and just cheering for you, it was pretty special. And I'm pretty sure for Alvi, it was important. I don't know that he needed it that, but just going through it and experience it, he was like, all right, you know, this is it. It was just a pretty cool moment for us.
You could tell he was more patient last night at the plate or more under control during his at-bats. What did you notice from his kind of stillness up there?
The way I saw it was he was under control. You know, he was in control of the at-bat, you know. The takes, you know, even not only the breaking balls that he laid off, it was just more like the breaking balls of the pitchers that they call strikes, that he was in a position to do damage, you know. It's kind of like the yes, 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 no type mentality. And then walk a couple of times. And then for him to drive the ball that way, like that, that's a really good sign. But it just, in general, when you watch the whole game, not only offensively, but defensively, base running, he looked like a pretty confident player last night.
The Young Bucks, I guess you can call them, had a good night last night, whether it was Beatty or Mauricio late or Acuna, what they've done. At this point in the season, how are you continuing to foster their development on the fly while also helping you win?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of teaching moments. There's a lot of, in-game adjustments, conversations, you know. It's just more like teaching them how to continue to teach them how to play the game, you know. Sometimes they get so caught up on their results and, you know, hey, I got to get three hits, when it's in reality, it's what can you do today to help us win a baseball game? Yesterday, I was talking to them, to some of them today, whether it's Mauricio going out there and putting the ball in play, you know, Alvi walking twice, but going first to third, you know, blocking pitches, you know, Acuna, you know, getting the single up the middle, or whether it's making a defensive play, like, just how you can continue to help the team win baseball games. I think that's the biggest difference when you're coming from player development, when you're so used to like, hey, I got to get three, or I got to put up numbers so I can continue to move up the ladder. Now is help the team win a baseball game.
Got Frankie Montas out there tonight. What do you like to see as he continues to, as we talk about, maybe this is early May for him physically getting into the season?
Yeah, look, we're going to need him to go, you know, give us some type of length, right? But I think it comes down to how the fastball is coming out, the sinker, the split in the strike zone. I think it's more like the secondaries in the strike zone. You know, this is an aggressive team. And especially when he gets behind in count, like being able to throw, whether it's the split, the slider, in the zone, and being able to compete there.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.